We come and sit here, Mr. McLean. And Betty can talk and hear her voice. No, you can talk. You can talk first, Betty. This is March the 15th, 1973, and you're being interviewed by Sister Phillips. You're assisted by Betty Gladue. And your name is Willie McLean.
Willie McLean.
Right. And how old are you?
I'll be 73 this coming August.
73 in August. Now, how are you feeling?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? And where were you born?
Sturgeon Lake.
Sturgeon Lake?
North Florida.
Yeah. And where did you go to school?
At the Catholic Mission.
The Mission? How long did you stay at the Mission?
About 5 years.
And do you remember the Mother Superior's name? Or were you a bad boy?
I was a good boy, but they were no good to me, so I ran away from them.
And how many years did you go, Willie?
Pardon?
How long, many years did you go to school?
5 years.
5 years, okay.
Yeah.
No. And your name is Clarissa?
Which one? Yeah, Clarice.
Clarice. And how old are you?
I'm 83.
Do you like to live in town?
Do you
like to live in the bush? No?
Yeah, she likes it in the bush.
Yeah. Would you like to be out trapping? What did she say? Moya means no.
Not now.
Willie, lake used to be very high price. How much did you ever get one for one before?
About $60.
About $60.
You've
got more for beaver than that, though. Blanket
yeah.
Beavers.
Oh, yeah.
Over $100, eh?
Yeah.
Sometimes. So when did you get your homestead there, or did you buy it south of Chapman here, that quarter's land?
I forget now.
Did you homestead it or buy it?
I bought it.
Who owned that?
No.
Then, before you bought it?
Then the government.
The government, eh?
Yeah, the work
government. Oh, yeah. Then this house had the first big chimney in town, eh?
Yeah.
Well, it was all right, too. Do you know anything about Chief Wabi?
Chief Wabi?
Mm-hmm. After Wabi.
Oh, that white-headed old man.
Yeah. He used to live at Bond Siding one time, eh? So I was told. In the cabin there where Bonds had their...
Yeah. About Spanish now, we all touch him on a nando de Huzitoya. She remembers that he used to live there.
She remembers him living there. And many years ago, eh?
Yeah, I think to be with her.
Yes.
Now, the old man then?
She knew that he speaks Hebrew.
They have family? No. But when he died, you don't know, many years ago, eh?
In the winter, she said.
In the winter, eh? And many years ago, too, eh?
Many years ago.
What did he do? Was trapper, too. He didn't have no other band around him, eh? Just himself, eh?
Just himself.
I wonder how come they called him Chief Wabi.
I don't know. I guess he was a good man, maybe.
He was a good man, eh?
Huh?
He's got scouts, he's got those.
What's that then?
That's at Arras. That's where they used to live.
That's
it. Oh, he lived at Arras too, eh?
That's since.
Oh, since, eh?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's be about the place that he died.
Oh, he died at Arras, eh?
I think so.
You think so? I can find that out.
Arras.
That's White Rock, eh?
Is that what he means?
That's a
cut bank. Cut bank, yeah. Did you know Mr. Garbett? Wimbley Lake, the old man?
Oh, yes, I know him very well.
Very well, eh?
I know him very well while he was working for Hudson Bay.
You know what I mean?
He used to work with my dad, too.
He did, eh? Mm. And where was your dad?
Born at Sturgeon Lake.
At Sturgeon Lake, too, eh?
He was born in Scotland, I guess.
In Scotland, eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, well, your mother's side were Cree, eh? They weren't
Cree.
Soto, eh?
Cree, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's not much difference in the language, I don't think. No, but...
Garbett.
Yeah. Harry.
Harry.
Garbett.
Harry.
She remembers.
She remembers. It's an old man when he died, too, eh?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for a long time, eh? At Mobley Lake.
Yes.
For a long time.
Yes. And he was hauling mail during the winter with the team.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All the way from... Where did he haul the mail from?
From East Pine.
From East Pine, Mobley. Eh? Mobley Lake.
Well, he come from Mobley and got the mail at East Pine. And
did you ever cross over the cable car at East Pine?
Yeah, I suppose he done that.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Did you? Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I was stuck in the middle of the river once. The rope caught in between the frames of the iron, you know.
Yeah.
And there was a knot on the rope. And I got stuck there, and I just go like this there for quite a while, and finally I got it off, and I had to pull myself.
Did you have to get Father Youngblood come and help you?
No.
I guess it's pretty hard work, too, eh?
That was hard work, yeah. Oh. If you had a load, it's quite a work.
Mrs. Nicholson said that her Bob carried a lot of freight across there.
All right.
Healthy hard work.
All right.
Years ago. Two places you had to go across, eh?
Yeah, two. Yeah.
That train, that first come on. Remember that you were saying about the train?
Train?
The train came first, yeah. You rode in it? What happened?
What happened?
Oh. The first time I ever got in the train, you know, and I was going to Dawson, and they tell me I can go on the train and get there in a hurry, so I got in, and I happened to look down, and there was that river, you know, up on the bridge. I dropped my feet, you know, I thought I was going to fall off.
You sit right in the middle so you wouldn't fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
The first time you went on a train.
You did some guiding too, Willie, eh?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Quite a bit.
Quite a bit, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Americans mostly?
Americans and yeah. Mexicans.
All the way from the far south, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about?
And the last one I had was a German fella.
Is that right, eh?
Yes, and we didn't take the horses up the river with just a truck, and he wanted to mount some goats, you know. So we went on foot climbing that mountain to where them goats are.
Yeah.
We got the goats all right, and we camped there under the spruce for the night, and the next morning we come home.
Long trip, eh?
Quite a long trip,
yeah. Where was your trap line? I forgot. No, I didn't know.
That was up the Secunca.
Up the Secunca?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't on Tuscola Mountain, eh?
No.
Who had that one? Alexei Gushy one time?
Alexei Gushy one time.
And his dad had it.
Yeah.
He still has it. Oh, yeah. His dad had it too, eh?
Yeah.
I'll have to go up and see him one day.
Yeah.
Did you ever kill any grizzly bears south here?
Yeah, we got a great place to every trip anyway. Of course, sometimes I have four of them guys, you know, they don't get all grizzlies.
Yeah. How about timberwolves? Pretty hard to catch, eh?
There was no timberwolves there then.
There wasn't any.
No?
Mrs. Nicholson, they saw one yesterday following their cows.
Yeah?
Yesterday morning, they didn't have the gun.
Mm.
They say they're awfully hard to trap, eh?
Yeah, they are. They're pretty smart.
He told me one time when there was lots of lake, they're easy to trap. Only one or two, hard, eh?
Yeah.
Wonder why?
I don't know.
Just don't come for bait at all, do they?
They don't come for bait.
How about other games? You kill caribou when you're out?
Oh, yeah.
South?
Here? South, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mountain goats is the main thing.
Mountain goats are the main thing, yeah. There's no sheep in here.
There was no sheep, no.
Never was, eh?
And there was no elk either at that time.
I guess not, no.
Just lately that they come.
Coming. And then you'll post a bear. I wonder whether they're going to make it or not.
Yes, one time, yeah. But I wasn't scared at all.
Just a little bit.
I had a rifle.
Oh. A grizzly or your back?
A grizzly, yes. A she one.
Yeah, I... What were you saying?
What?
What were you saying?
Oh, Grandma was saying the bear looked in her window.
What did she do?
The story of Philip Davis, a beaver Indian, will follow.
This is March the 21st, 1973, and I'm interviewing Mr. and Mrs. Davis at Mobile Lake. It's being done by Lee Phillips. Now, your name is Philip Davis, eh?
Yeah.
How old are you? 78, eh?
Yeah.
And where were you born?
Oh, I